Yo, what's good everybody? Wiley Hot here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of self-love. Today we're diving into something that's been weighing heavy on my mind lately, taking care of your mental health. And no, I'm not talking about those basic Pinterest boards with crystals and lavender candles. We're going deeper than that, Gen Z. Listen, life as a 20-something is a whirlwind. You got school or work, social media pressures, trying to figure out who you are while also figuring out what avocado toast even means. It's a lot, right? Ever felt like your brain is running on fumes, like a TikTok algorithm that can't decide what to show next? Yeah, same. Here's the truth bomb. Taking care of your mental health isn't just some self-indulgent, fluffy thing you do when you have time. It's essential, it's non-negotiable, and it's honestly way cooler than scrolling endlessly on Instagram. Let me break it down for you. First up, prioritizing your mental health doesn't mean becoming a hermit living off instant ramen and meditation apps. It's about making small changes that add up to big wins in the long run. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. You've got to invest in your character. Start by setting realistic goals, even if it's just finishing one chapter of your book instead of binge-watching another season of a show. Second, ditch the guilt trip. Seriously, stop telling yourself that taking time for yourself is selfish. You're not being greedy, you're being smart. It's like saying charging your phone is selfish, it's literally what keeps you running. A rested and recharged mind is a more focused, productive, and ultimately happier mind. Third, embrace the power of connection. We're humans, not robots. Building genuine connections with friends, family, or even that cute barista who makes your coffee extra hot, it matters. Talking to someone you trust about how you're feeling can be a game changer, like hitting that pause button and getting some fresh air before diving back in. Fourth, don't underestimate the power of movement. No, I'm not talking about going full gym rat. Just get your body moving. Go for a walk in nature, dance to your favorite music, try yoga, whatever gets your blood flowing and endorphins pumping. It's like hitting that refresh button on your entire system. Finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. There's no shame in reaching out if you're struggling. Therapists, counselors, hotlines, these resources are there for a reason. Think of them as your mental health coaches, guiding you through the tough stuff and helping you level up to your full potential. Okay, picture this. You're scrolling through Instagram, seeing all these perfect lives, and feeling that familiar pang of inadequacy. We've all been there, right? That's when those little voices in our heads start whispering doubts, I'm not good enough, I'm not doing enough. But guess what? Those voices are just trolls trying to bring you down. Don't feed them. Remember that your worth isn't defined by likes, followers, or even the size of your avocado toast collection. Here's the takeaway, fam. Taking care of your mental health is like investing in a masterpiece. It takes time, effort, and genuine care. But trust me, the end result is something truly beautiful. So ditch the self-doubt, embrace the real you, and remember, Riley Hart approves. Now go out there and make today a masterpiece, Gen Z. Don't forget to tag me in your TikTok journeys of self-care. Let's keep this movement going. And if you love this episode, hit that follow button, rate it 5 stars, and share it with your squad. We got to spread the self-love gospel.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.